This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Fresh blood, flesh. Fresh information, all yours to be had for the taking. We're here full of information, full of a lot of different things, some people think. It's Tuesday, September the 18th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues and friends, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, your friends as well. Jennifer kicks off the hour with a can we can kick down the road. What are we looking at here or there? We're not looking at anything because we're on the radio. So what are we talking about, Jen? What happened to Jennifer?
Maybe just talk for another minute or so.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right. Well, I just
got a message from her going, hello?
Really? All right. So let's talk about the hurricane and the results, Victoria. The hurricane, when I say results, we have rain on the East Coast today. You have it in Jersey where you are. I have it up in Boston where I am. Kara has it in Washington where she is. The only one of the three of us, or the four of us, doesn't have it is Jennifer. So maybe if I look to you to talk about the hurricane, you'd be the least credible because the rest of us have experienced it in some way, shape, or form, and you haven't, Jennifer.
Oh, but I have Google, Dougie, so, you know, I have that. I have not experienced a hurricane, but I do have a lot of family in North Carolina. My mom was born in that state, and so watching these images that they've been posting on Facebook, certainly it is such a mess, especially in Wilmington and some of those coastal areas where the rivers are cresting, the water is standing, and it is just a tough situation all the way around. The Carolinas are bracing for more flooding this week. Flash flood warnings, even though Hurricane Florence is breaking up and, as you mentioned, heading up to New England and through Washington, through Virginia, into New York and up into New England. Wilmington has probably been the city that has been most impacted by this. There are 32 that are reported dead with the flooding with Hurricane Florence, and flash flood watches and warnings are continuing on into the week. There are still some downpours, still some rain, but really the story now is about the flooding and about the standing water and about how to get into entire towns that are shut down, including Wilmington, where finally the first round, and I know you don't like when we say finally, but for the people of North Carolina, of Wilmington, it felt like finally they were without supplies. They were without connection, really, to the outside world. This week, finally, there were some supplies brought into the city because they were able to clear a small highway from fallen power lines and trees and actually deliver some really much-needed supplies to the people of Florida, of Wilmington.
Here's the way. I'm just now, at this point, thinking, here's the disaster. Plug in the location. The descriptions, I'm sitting here listening to you. Mm-hmm. We've heard the same descriptions, the same stories, the same vagaries, the same problems, no matter where it is. And in Hurricane Florence's aftermath, you see a number of different things about the region that make it unique. But the damage is the same sort of damage that you have whenever there is a horrible storm like this. I find it interesting because we have some three or four stations, actually five or six between the two Carolinas, and two of them are off the air because in total, I think there are 20 or 30 stations that are dark still. Most of them are FM stations, few AM stations. And that would bring me around a little insight. Why are the FM stations more vulnerable than the AM stations? That maybe shows you the starch and the strength of AM radio. But anyway, the other thing, the stations that haven't been silenced have played a fabulous role in helping people. I mean, in many instances, it's been the only way that information has gotten to these people, because you have a lot of folks. We tend to focus on the coastline, but if you go inland 100 miles, and note the, I'm on a station in New Bern, for example, hard hit there. I remember going down there. Good heavens, it's been 25 years. I went to a dairy store.
New Bern was hit so hard, it was trending. Just the town of New Bern was trending
really
a lot.
a mess down. I've been on the same station for 25 years or so.
Interesting to see where those pockets kind of popped up.
Yeah.
Where a lot of the stuff you say is the same when we were covering stuff like Hurricane Florence or when the media covers hurricanes or storms, whatever it is. What I think makes this one so different, or maybe makes it different, just period, is that the flooding inland has been such a much bigger story than the hurricane blowing in and kind of ravaging the coastal areas. It's all the water that just dumped very slowly over a period of 5 days that I think has made this storm just more different than maybe Hurricane Harvey, where we saw the wind and the rain, and then we saw the standing water. The story here is there wasn't so much wind. In fact, it was kind of a light hurricane. It was just all the water that poured out, and that really impacted inland areas more than the usual, which would be the coastal areas.
Yeah, and they said that today the Cape Fear River is set to crest at 62 feet. That's
a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. That's, you know, 36 inches of rain.
You can't even imagine. No. 62 is from a bad movie. Think of San Andreas and the wave that the rock had to climb up.
To come through.
Yeah, exactly.
The other story that I haven't seen much attention given to is, did you hear about the swine lagoons?
Swine lagoons.
Yeah. So apparently this area of North Carolina that was hit is known for pig farms. And, of course, we all know about Carolina ham and all that. So, of course, there would be pig farms. You just don't really think about it. There are at least 9 hog waste lagoons that were compromised, and sewage plants, of course, also flooded. And that's released millions of gallons of partially treated human, into this standing water. They're calling this swine country, and they say that the dozen top hog-producing counties cover an area the size of New Jersey in the state of North Carolina, and many lagoons appeared intact. However, a few of them have been compromised, and that's also creating a lot of nerves about health in that area because you can't have that stuff just floating around and hanging out as you're
snakes.
Trying to clean up.
And then one of the things I haven't been talking much about are
snakes.
We talked
about that off the air. Water snakes.
Snakes, horrible, horrible problem. Snakes in that area are really legion.
You scare me. I'd go there during the summer as a kid.
Scary snakes. Mm. Yeah, really bad.
A lot of snakes.
Yep.
And
what do you do
swim.
About it? Yeah, they can. They
water snakes. I don't love snakes anyway. But the only ones that really freak me out are the water snakes.
Yeah. Yesterday I was taking Charlotte. I keep calling Daisy Charlotte. Daisy for a walk on the farm with a couple of people who were looking at certain things on the farm, and on the side of a hill, she wants to chase things. She's, go get them. And she's going for this thing on the side of a hill. I'm looking over, and it's a snake.
Ooh.
So that was the end of that. All right, before we leave Florence, it's nice to know Chef Jose Andres is there to help feeding some of the Florence victims, along with the National Guard and other of the rescue operations. Andres is equipped with a team of cooks and volunteers and a lot of food feeding people in the Carolinas. So you're going to help me because I haven't the slightest idea who Chef Jose Andres is.
You do, because we've talked about him. He made national headlines in Puerto Rico. He served
3.6
million meals in Puerto Rico in the aftermath there. And so then he also helped out with Hurricane Harvey. He's kind of like the hurricane guy now. World Central Kitchen is the name of his nonprofit.
Yeah.
And
people are begging for hurricanes just to try his meals.
Yeah,
so
he's already served.
What is he known for? What kind of cuisine is he well known for?
He is known in Washington, D.C. for the that gastronomic chemistry. So, like, things that are beautiful to look at, but things that it looks like a science experiment, basically, is what his stuff is. Foam and all kinds of things that are cooked in what do they call that? In what's that ice that's super cold?
Dry ice,
yeah. And in nitrogen and things like that. That's what he's really known for. He's from Spain, so he has a little bit of a Spanish flair to a lot of his food. But, yeah, good luck getting a reservation at his restaurants because it's months.
Where does he get the food that he's – does he go put the hit on people that are – that are working with his restaurants and say, give me some food so that I can cook it for these people and help out the victims.
Yeah, he absolutely has done that. He's reached out to other chefs. Guy Fieri helped him. The two of them went out to the wildfires in California, and they were feeding first responders. And he's been everywhere. He's got these mobile kitchens. And his work in Puerto Rico, really, they stayed for over a year just to make sure that people weren't going hungry in Puerto Rico. And so it's if you want to get his, you know, someone who's really been on the ground and really knows what was going on there, his accounts of the things that happened and didn't happen are really eye-opening. So he's been really incredible.
Heard of that. All right, well, good for him. Nice to know that there are people like that. There are lots of people who want to give and help. And that's something, it always comes out, the best comes out in people at this time. Yeah, are there looting and are there problems with the people stealing things during these circumstances? Yeah.
Price gouging, apparently in North Carolina with the gas, is really bad. People are very upset about that.
Well, what we should do is know what the brands are and have people know, because I would boycott.
Absolutely.
If I knew what the brand was, if you can find it out, are they all doing it? Or is it a particular brand? That's what I'd like to know, because I'd be happy to say on the air, don't go to these stations, no matter where you are in the country, because they're taking advantage of the citizens down in this area who really have enough to worry about without whether they can pay for a tank of gas or not.
Well, they say that North Carolina's top law enforcement official is looking into hundreds of complaints of price gouging with the gas stations. So it looks like in South Carolina, 9% of stations were without gas, and other stations that did have the gas, the prices went up over 20%. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be looking into that, I'm sure.
Yeah, they should. All right, let's look into something else. Let's look at the inside of your mouth, or when you smile, look at the outside. Look at what people see when you smile. Victoria's got a great smile. Kara's got a great smile. Jennifer, all the ladies here have great smiles. Some people call it big teeth. Not big teeth, it's just a big smile. Big, healthy smile. And in order to keep those teeth looking as white as possible, looking as good as possible, then follow their lead. Follow my lead. Follow the lead of tens of thousands of people who have put power swabs to work in just 5 minutes to clean up the whiteness of the teeth that gets kind of destroyed, actually, depending on what you eat and how often you drink coffee, how often you drink tea or red wine, that sort of thing. The stains need to come off. The stains can come off. The stains will come off if you use power swabs. Clinically studied, they use a patented natural tooth detergent whitening agent. Lightens up I'm trying to be cute there. It lightens your teeth and lightning speed. How's that? You snap the tube, you swab. People love it when I do this on the air. I get this all the time.
People love that, really?
Yeah, they do.
I know three people
love
it.
Don't like it.
They're right.
Really? And who are they?
How much they love it.
Would you like to tell me who those people are?
I'm sure people are writing you in en masse just to let
you know. Thousands of comments every day when I go about the business of putting power swabs.
They're probably saying, please stop.
Stop.
People also like it when you sing on the air, too. They love that.
Power swabs.
Jen.
We all
power swab and sing at the same time.
Power swabs and, yes, very good idea, Jennifer. That's why she's there. The queen of the senior prom.
Jen's only saying this because she's going to leave in a few minutes, and she doesn't have to deal with the aftermath.
Yep.
Power swabs. Remove stains on your teeth, your caps, your veneers. Please try it. 800-208-1797. Does it sound like I'm asking please? Yeah, why not? Please is a good word. Please try it. You'll like it. 800-207-1797. Call that number now and use the DJV code. You'll get the product at 50% off. Power swabs. Remove the stains in 5 minutes on your teeth. Call now and order 800-208-1797.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A celebration of the music of Chicago in my wheelhouse, that means we're going to hear from the group Chicago. Not the case here. This is a celebration of music from Chicagoans, not necessarily including the group Chicago, paying tribute to the Rolling Stones, because it's been 50 years since the Stones walked into the headquarters of Chess Records in Chicago, interrupting a Buddy Guy recording session along the way. And that's Buddy Guy you're listening to in the background. He remembers Muddy Waters and Willie Dixon walked straight into the studio while I was singing with a bunch of white guys who lined up against the wall. I really got pissed off. Who in the hell are these white guys? I never seen a white man with hair that long and high-heeled boots to boot. Buddy Guy didn't remain angry for long. He found kindred spirits in the young Rolling Stones, who'd later use their own fame to refocus public attention on the icons of blues. When the Stones toured Europe in the 70s, they brought Buddy Guy with them as the opening act, cementing a long-standing tradition of shared stages and a lot of mutual admiration. So for 50 years, they've been doing this sort of thing. So Buddy's Heartbreaker, which you're listening to, is a reimagined recording of Stones song from 1973. Sure as heck doesn't sound like it, but it's cool. It comes out now, isn't it? This is out now.
Yeah, it's out now. Tribute album.
Chicago plays the Stones. Track includes contributions from Mick Jagger. Marks their first studio recording together. They've been together on stage a lot over the years, but not in the studio. The Stones, who are well known for their bluesiness, I would say. Wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
The Stones
very
are well
blues-based,
known.
Yep. Yeah. And that's all like Keith Richards. Just, both of them, they Mick and Keith, just love the blues. American blues was something that they just couldn't get enough
of. Well, a lot
of
these guys, like, you look at Van Morrison and where his roots are and what he likes to do. He'll spend lots of time, if he doesn't care about the audience, just doing his songs in a bluesy way. Nobody wants to hear it, but he likes singing it. So Keith Richards is on the album sharing guitar duties with Jimmy Burns on Beast of Burden. Wait, crank this up. This is bound to be good.
Wow, this is awesome.
Yeah, this is good. So this tribute album is out now. Chicago plays the Stones, and you can get it probably where you get any other music, right?
Find Absolutely, it. Yep.
Anyway, all right.
This is
going to
be big on vinyl for a lot of Stones fans.
Oh, for sure. All right, speaking of big on vinyl, Kiss is in the musical news because they're going to open America's Got Talent, the season finale of the show. So we're going to have a little rock and roll on that night, which, let's see, is it tomorrow? When is this? When's the last?
Tomorrow.
America's
Wednesday.
It is tomorrow, right? Yeah, right. All right. So there'll be, and this is probably a live show, I'm going to guess, right?
Yes.
Or is this,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. The results of the show. 8 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC. Kiss kicks things off as the top 10 finalists, Brian King, Joseph Courtney, Hadwin, Daniel Emmett, Duo Transcend, Glennis. Why am I making these? Nobody knows who these people are.
Well, if you've been watching America's Got Talent,
maybe
you know who all
one
are.
Will know who one person is when they're all
one
done.
One person, the winner. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see who that is. And the winner will be announced tomorrow night after Kiss sets the tone, right?
Right.
Let's see. That's the way it goes, down on the farm or down on the television set. 28 after the hour here on the DJB program, which is on the radio.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The process on hold for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, as he and his accuser are both now going to be testifying before a Senate judiciary panel next Monday. That as Republicans on the committee were joining Democrats with concerns over allegations of sexual assault when Kavanaugh was a teenager. White House spokeswoman Mercedes Schlapp saying,
We are very focused on getting Judge Kavanaugh confirmed. Of course, we're going to let this process go through. Okay. But at the end of the day, we stand with Judge Kavanaugh. We know he's a man of great character.
She was speaking there on Fox News. Heavy rain from the storm that had been Hurricane Florence is still pouring over the mid-Atlantic states from Virginia to New York and now parts of New England, getting a lot of rain for the rest of this week. At least 32 people have died as a result of Florence. And this is U.S. USA Radio News.
I just can't stop scratching. Struggling to get relief from itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824, 1-844-777-ITCH, or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
To come together in order in the sophisticated style of our program, the DJV show. Victoria Keelan, very sophisticated. Kara Schillen, very sophisticated. And Victoria has a sophisticated understanding of and a very, very important story today. Victoria, what's that story?
Well, there's a lot of stuff trending, but one of the things that's been trending all morning is The Talk, and that, of course, is the CBS morning talk show that features Les Moonves' wife, Julie Chen, who now goes by Julie Chen Moonves, even though That's kind of funny because she just introduced herself last week on Big Brother as Julie Chen Moonves. That's the first time in her career that she's even wanted the Moonves name attached to hers because, you know, she wants to prove that she's her own person. Well, so the big news is that after a week of speculation, she will immediately depart from the talk. She will stick with her Big Brother gig, which is mostly just pre-recorded stuff, but she will not be on the talk anymore. And there's, you know, speculation on who will replace her, but they said after a lot of the sources from CBS are declining to comment publicly, but they're saying that her departure has already been leaked to CNN and the New York Post, so it's pretty much a done deal. She's supposed to be making an announcement.
Why wouldn't they leak
today.
It to their own news people first? Why don't they leak it to CBS News?
You would think, right? So,
who's thinking that one through?
She. Apparently, they've been married since 2004, and she wants to focus on helping him clear his name and attending to their son, Charlie. But the thing is, though, like, I have a lot of issues with this. Number one, yes, I know you're married to a guy who's gotten, what, $100 million golden parachute plus all the money he's made before that. I get that. And yes, it's awkward to work at a place that fired your husband. I've been in that situation before with a guy that I was dating. He got fired from the same company that I was still working for, and it's awkward. But why, as a woman, do you take yourself off of a prominent platform to just, what, be a housewife? How are you going to clear his name when you don't have a platform anymore? No one's going to care about Julie Chen. No one's going to be following her on Twitter or Instagram. No one cares. The only time anyone cares about her is when she's on the talk. And she's leaving the biggest platform behind. And not to mention, where's her career going to go? Like, she should have... As a woman, I take a lot of issue with her leaving. I think that she's making a big mistake because, you know, look, the husbands cheat and husbands leave and things like that. And as a woman, you have to protect your own career. And I don't know. I just think this is a big mistake. She's still young. There's no reason for her to be leaving the show.
Well, that's a point of view, to be sure. And the old song from Tammy Wynette, "Stand by Your Man."
What's her man going to do for her career? Is she now going to sit at home and she's going to sit at home and watch like General Hospital? Like, what's she going to do?
She can stay home and watch the chat.
The View. She'll start watching The View now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's a huge mistake because she's never going to bounce back. She should have stayed where she actually had a foothold. I think it's, if I was her agent, I would be advising her against this move.
Well, you aren't, and so therefore she's not going to do what you want her to do, but it does make sense the way you've thought it through. It's one of those things. Mm. By the way, I would like to have those of you who are followers of The Worm confirm this. Is it true that The Worm secretly married Haley Baldwin over the weekend?
You have to define who The Worm is.
The Worm is Justin. Justin Bieber is The Worm. So did he marry this? Was she 18 and he's 19 or something? What's the story?
He's 23.
And he must be 25 at this point. He's not that much younger than me, but I think she's like 23 or 24. I don't know. My concern is not whether or not they're married. My concern is that their fashion is just...
It's so atrocious.
It's like, if you've ever seen Zoolander, and they jokingly, one of the fashion lines is derelict, and it's like homeless chic, that's what they're wearing.
They look awful. They're in London right now. There's pictures of them kissing in St. James Park, and it's just like...
I don't think
that they are technically married yet.
Okay, here's the next one. True or not true, Asia Argento is going to sue Rose McGowan.
You know, I saw that headline, but I didn't read further into it. I don't know. What is she suing her for?
Because she wants her to retract the claims that she made against her. You know, there's been that whole back and forth, who got there first. And this is, by the way, for those of you who don't know, it's about Weinstein. Because Ms. Argento was the first person, wasn't she? Was it Rose McGowan? That's the thing. One, who actually, the awareness came from McGowan, but the first experience was Asia's? Is that true?
I think Asia was the first one who
Who's first?
Well, I didn't think that was what the suit was about. I think she was, so Rose McGowan, I guess, had a mutual friend with Asia Argento, and that friend said that she basically confirmed or said that Asia had slept with that boy when he was underage. And I guess Rose McGowan on Twitter or something,
repeated it
and said that, you know, be honest, you shouldn't be like admit to your faults or whatever. So now Asia is threatening to sue her for saying those things.
Okay.
Which is stupid because Asia, there's already text messages that have been released to the public where it shows that she did sleep with him. She admitted it.
I think she's desperately trying to save face or prove that she didn't do it when there seems to be a lot of proof that she did do it. So I don't think she's going to have a future in acting.
Mm.
Not that she had much of a career in acting anyway.
It's a desperate move. It's like the Tom Arnold thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't
All right, let's talk about Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Tom, if you didn't hear, tweeted yesterday that he is filing a police report against Mark Burnett after alleging they got into a physical confrontation at a party Sunday night before the Emmys. Arnold was all over Twitter yesterday accusing the producer of The Apprentice of choking him. Arnold claimed that Kevin Bacon and his daughter witnessed the allegation, or witnessed the alleged altercation. And meanwhile, Roma Downey, who is the television lady, she was on a couple of different shows, married to Burnett, posted a picture on Twitter that she said showed a bruise on her left hand from the alleged confrontation. Got this bruise tonight, it reads in the posting. When Tom Arnold tried to ambush my husband Mark and me at a charity event. Is your TV show worth it, Tom? Please stop. Arnold responded to the tweet that he is filing a police report and suing for defamation. Yeah! Meanwhile, the usual TMZ report, several eyewitnesses say the same thing. Mark and Roma were walking up the stairs, stopped at the top, talked to somebody. Tom Arnold came charging up the steps, and was in a flash. He had his hands on Mark had his hands on Tom's throat. Tom was tearing at Mark's shirt. Well, what are they? Was it high school? What the hell is this?
Crazy. Well, you know, the behind the scenes. Okay, so here's, I looked
What's
into this a little bit more.
Please.
So the behind the scenes is Tom Arnold also had a camera guy filming this. And he has a new show that I think debuted last night. I don't even know the name of it, but it's some sort of, expose. And what he's doing is, it's called like the Trump tapes. And he has been going after Mark Burnett, who produced Donald Trump on the Apprentice for years, and they're apparently friends. And so he's been trying to get Burnett to release the tapes that Arnold says exists of Trump using the N-word and other racial slurs. And so he's been trying to go after Mark Burnett for a while because Tom Arnold was also a contestant on The Apprentice. And he has been saying all along when this racist stuff came out, you know, accusations about Trump, and he said that he heard them. And so he's been trying to get Mark Burnett to release the tapes, and now that he's got this whole investigative
What's going to change?
Nothing.
Who's going to affect? This is a waste of time.
But that's the show that Roma Downey was referring to in her tweet when she said, is it worth it for your show? That's what she was referring to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does anyone care about Tom Arnold ever?
No.
I know Roseanne married him for a bit, but, like, really? Does anyone care? Has anyone ever cared?
Important. Yeah. So much fun. I met him.
But no, you're absolutely right. Even if there's a tape that comes out and it's Trump using the N-word, and I don't know if that exists or not, but if it does, what is that going to do?
Is it going to change your opinion?
If people like him, they're going to go, whatever. It's out of context, or they're going to make some excuse for his racism, and black people are going to be even more offended than they already are by Trump. Right. So what's it going to do? It's going to make things a lot worse and more divided.
All right, well, there's Tom Arnold at his best, 44 past the hour. Actually, if you would like to be at your best, I suggest you get a good night's rest. And the best way to start in that department, although there are other keys to it, MyPillow introduces all kinds of fabulous things all year long. They have special promotions. You can go to their website, MyPillow.com, and see one of the specials every day. We have specials all the time. For example, you can buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. When you order one MyPillow, yep, the second one is free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. This is a fabulous pillow. The reputation of the owner and the inventor and of the contents of these pillows is legion. You can wash them, you can dry them, do all kinds of things. But they have a storehouse of fabulous products. Sheets, mattresses, pillowcases, the mattress topper is well known. Their new premium plus pillows. Get them at 55% off. Whatever you need. New dog bed. Get that at MyPillow as well. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get the most comfortable pillows and other items at half price. Stop tossing and turning around. Get a better night's rest. Buy all of your supplies for your bed and bedroom at MyPillow.com by using the promo code DJV.
Every year, thousands overpay for a used car. They're left feeling disappointed, ashamed, and alone. Traditional pricing books only add to the confusion, offering only guesstimates and ranges. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report. So you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. So what does Calitrin provide in the way of joint support?
Well, Doug, you know, what Calitrin is, it's collagen. So you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. And it does have so many other benefits other than just your weight loss, like the joint relief. You know, I've been on it for arthritis for well over 15 years now. So lots and lots of benefits. But the great thing about the Calitrin, Doug, is the fact that it's drug and stimulant free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your heart patients. I've had open heart surgery. It will not interact at all, no matter what you're taking.
Well, let me underscore one more time how you find Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Special 10% off deal if you use the code DJV. That's toploss.com. For Calitrin, the country's number one health choice for proper weight loss.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
From the Yakabunga department, who has been silly enough to use ketchup and mayonnaise together? What is this mayo chup? The combination which sort of hit the scene in a splurge back in April. And Heinz is ready to test it out apparently now. They have not really. They really haven't put their mayonnaise and their ketchup together. They're shipping it to stores. Come on, tell me this isn't true, Victoria.
This is true. It's trending
mayo
on Twitter right now.
Chup.
Yeah.
Really.
Now, ketchup and mayo mixed together with a little bit of relish is Russian dressing. So it's not unusual, but it is very, to me, it's not something I want in one jar.
So when you have, wait a minute. If you go to a restaurant, you order a salad, a green salad, and you want Russian dressing, it's mayonnaise and ketchup
and relish
together?
Yeah, it's relish or diced pickles mixed with ketchup and mayonnaise.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had Russian dressing, but now I know. Hearing that,
I guess this is convenient. Neither of you will be eating a burger, but I guess if you have those things on it already, then it's, you know, easier just in one thing. I prefer, I think sriracha and mayo together is delicious. You've got spicy mayo, and you can eat that with, like, French fries or put it on something. But ketchup just doesn't have enough flavor to mix with mayo. Like, what will that taste like? Oil? I don't know. Ugh. It doesn't taste like that to me.
It sounds awful.
Yeah. I bet it looks gross, too.
Awful.
It's pink. It's pink in a jar that looks like ketchup.
10 before the hour. Congratulations to Henry Winkler, who won the Emmys last night.
How
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
The theme from the movie Charlie's Angels. And apparently there's a, as Chucker would like to tell us, a reboot of, this would be the third time around for Charlie's Angels, right? TV show first, then there were a bunch of movies. How many movies were there? Three? That had
There were two movies.
Two movies, okay.
Yeah, with the same, basically the same cast. Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu, although two actors played the character of Bosley in the movies. One was Bill Murray. Didn't get along infamously with Lucy Liu, so bowed out, and then Bernie Mac was hired for the second film. Original TV show, The Best Bosley, which was John Forsythe. Today is that Patrick Stewart, who is very famous for playing Captain Picard in the Star Trek franchise, has been cast as Bosley in this new reboot, which is going to be anchored by actress Kristen Stewart, famous for the Twilight movies.
Bad casting.
Nobody can figure that one out. What's the point of that? And they couldn't find somebody that was kind of fun.
Oh,
maybe Betty White might be a good choice.
I would rather see Betty White in Charlie's Heavenly Angels when they're all dead or something. I'd rather see that.
All right.
Actress turned director Elizabeth Banks is going to helm the project. Supposedly, they plan on making it more realistic and grittier than the other two movies in the franchise. We'll
what
see
does
how
that mean?
Plays out.
Realistic.
I don't know.
Charlie's Angels? What the hell is going to be realistic about that? Please. They're going to drive a modern car.
Kristen Stewart does not have a single visible muscle on her body. Charlie's Angels, those girls were fit. I don't understand it. And she looks like she's never been outside in the sunlight.
I'd like to see J-Lo as Charlie's one of the angels.
She would be great. I would love to see J-Lo as one of the angels.
Yeah.
There's a million girls that could have been
Kirsten
much better.
Kirsten Dunst.
You're gonna take this the wrong way, but J-Lo's a little too old for that part.
Ah, nice, Chucker.
Well, I get she's still much more attractive than Kristen Stewart. She would look much better in that part.
And much more convincing. Right.
Probably. I don't deny that. I'm not talking from my mindset.
Where's Jennifer Lawrence? Jennifer Lawrence should be a Charlie's Angel.
I don't think she'd do it. I don't think she'd do it.
Really?
She could, though.
No, I don't think
she'd
so.
Good.
She'd be good. Of course she'd be good.
Yeah. And then Jennifer Garner. Why not?
She could. She'd be the boring brunette, but yeah, she could do it.
All right.
I like Jennifer Garner, but she'd be too old.
Yeah, here we are again. The ageism creeps in. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on the DJV program with more movie news after this.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hi, Chucker. What else do you have for movie news? What's up with Mary Poppins?
I don't know if you caught this, but Disney yesterday released a full 2.5-minute coming attraction trailer to Mary Poppins Returns, which comes out December 19th. It stars Emily Blunt as Mary Poppins and Lin-Manuel Miranda as the Chimney Sweep. Dick Van Dyke's also in the movie. He actually looks really good. This trailer feels exactly like a movie made in the 1960s, which I think is really cool. It will play beautifully. It looks like as a bookend to the original classic film.
It's also got Meryl Streep and Meryl Streep and Colin Firth are also in it. This is going to be huge.
Really?
Well, it's going to be this is going to be a very, very big hit come Christmas time. And I think Emily Blunt is, if you're going to cast somebody, obviously, other than Julie Andrews, I think she is a perfect fit for this material. I would expect nothing short of a really good film and a massive box office success for the
so
studio.
So is this the best movie for
really
Christmas?
Good
is this the big is movie of the Christmas season, do you think?
I think I'm going to say yes. I think it will be.
All right, there we go.
I'll be there.
Prediction from Chuck Curry. Hold him to it, Victoria. Hold him to it.
I will.
59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.